It's Wednesday, June 10th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Apple looks like they're moving to ARM chips. Amazon moving on non-competes. And two more sets of security updates to be aware of. This is the Business of Tech. Apple is now expected to announce a move to ARM-based Macs later this month, per reporting in Bloomberg. This announcement is expected to happen at their annual Worldwide Developers Conference, which starts June 22nd. This long-standing rumor would start a transition for developers, with hardware coming months later, likely in 2021. Notably, Microsoft, Samsung, and Lenovo have all already launched ARM-based laptops. Meanwhile, Adigy, a provider of Apple device management for MSPs and businesses, reports that roughly 40% of Macs used in business are at least 5 years old, and nearly 25% are at least 7 years old. Why do we care? A chip shift like this is substantial. Apple may be only 10% of the market, but they're a premium set of the market. This may open up that upgrade opportunity. There's a perception that machines should be replaced every 3 years. Certainly in my personal experience, Macs last a lot longer than that, and even retain their value significantly longer. It's shifts in the product that cause an upgrade, not simply age. The ARM move may end up with longer battery life or a thinner device, which would be more of a reason to upgrade. That's what's interesting about this potential move. And as covered earlier in the week, Apple's also positioning to have its own version of a managed service with their subscription bundles. You do care what they do. Amazon is seeking a court order to block Brian Hall, former Amazon Web Services VP of Product Marketing, from editing and summarizing keynote speeches for the upcoming Google Cloud Next conference as part of his new role at Google, claiming the role threatens immediate and irreparable harm to Amazon. This case, via reporting in GeekWire, is a new focal point over non-compete agreements. Why do we care? This is super interesting from an employment perspective. Standard disclaimer, I am not a lawyer nor an HR professional, so consult those. That said, I'm absolutely not a fan of this kind of non-compete. It's arguable how enforceable it really is, and in Amazon's case, there's a track record of inconsistently even enforcing it. The number one reason people leave a job is because of their boss. Thinking about this purely from a human perspective, if you're trapped under a bad boss, and then also trapped by a non-compete, it's a horrible situation to be in. I don't think ever the intention of the way this should work. I'm working on my next longer opinion piece, and how you handle employees is part of that key differentiator. This fits into that larger conversation. Microsoft Patch Tuesday is huge, 129 bugs in the latest release. 11 of them are critical. Meanwhile, Intel has new flaws. On Tuesday, two distinct groups of researchers disclosed two new and distinct exploits against Intel's Software Guard extension, the protection for encryption keys and other sensitive data. Why do we care? I should call these sections blocking and tackling. This is just the basics of what you need to know from an infrastructure perspective. Third tier, the idea that it's not the first or second level tech support that you're dealing with. The third tier is the real deal. Since 2008, the company Third Tier offers current and former Microsoft MVPs that you can access to help you through a problem, do the part of a project you aren't familiar with, or even help you make a plan so you don't miss an important step. In all time zones, the best won't compete with you because supporting IT pros is all they do. Embedded with a sense of community that made them MVPs, you can invoke the Third Tier just by opening a ticket. Find out more at thirdtier.net or follow on social for all their free educational resources. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.